Trey, I'll start out by saying that my model that we've been talking about for a while has already made a prediction.
Yeah.
Okay. Its prediction is that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win this game by a score of 24-21.
And what is your playoff predictor's record in the postseason?
It's undefeated except for the fluke of an NFC Championship game.
So in other words, it's what, 8-1 is the fancy way, the real simple way of saying
that's
what you just said.
That's
right. You've won everything but one game.
That's correct.
Playoff predictor.
That's okay. Correct.
Well, you're with the three astrologers that the USA Today had. They all picked the Kansas City Chiefs based on the astral charts. So there you go.
I tell you what, if I'm in line with the astral charts, that's a good thing. So, as we go through this game, for me, it looks like, and you mentioned this, I'd love for you to come back to it, the Eagles rushing attack. That seems to be the vehicle they're going to need to be driving if they want to get a victory.
I agree. Look, everybody's curious about Mahomes' ankle. Hint, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
He threw for 326 yards and 2 touchdown passes with no receivers and scrambled for the first down he needed in that final drive. So I believe Mahomes will be able to do what he does. What no one's talking about is Jalen Hurts' shoulder. Okay. Not really a lot of discussion there. And they didn't need him to throw much in the game over the Giants. They didn't need him to throw much in the game over the Niners in the championship game because the Niners didn't have a quarterback and they kept saying, please take this game, please take this game. And so give credit to the Eagles for doing what they had to do. I'm Steve Spagnuolo. I want to see that arm. Yeah. Show me you can make them throws. Because you go look at that NFC championship game, a couple times he had to throw, they weren't great. You know, even the 4th-and-3 catch that shouldn't have been a catch, that was not a good throw. If I'm Spags, I sell out to stop the run to show me that Jalen Hurts can win with his arm.
Yeah.
And I want to see that. It's like, okay, if you can do it, then I'll change.
Sure.
Then I'll modify during the game. But my game plan going is sell out to stop the run and make sure you can see if you can beat us through the air.
Yeah, look, we talked about the Caesars prop for Miles Sanders being 59.5 over under 49.5 for Jalen Hurts. They both probably have to hit that for the Eagles to win this game. On the flip side, okay, the Kansas City Chiefs, they need to get everybody healthy.
Yeah.
Juju Smith-Schuster needs to play in this game. He needs to play well. Clyde Edwards-Helaire coming off. Mecole Hardman going on IR.
Yeah.
What about the Chiefs most concerns you about what they're going to be able to do on Sunday?
You know, it really has nothing to do with the injuries because I think they're going to be fine. Everybody that is active has been a full participant in practice the last couple of days. And the Chiefs play it, just so you know, the Chiefs play the injury thing by the book. Like, when Travis Kelce had back spasms after that last practice, you know, they didn't have to say that, but they did. They play it by the book. I think the Chiefs are going to be healthy enough to that the injuries will not be a problem in this game.
Yeah.
To me, what's really weird, this game comes down to a couple of people. Chris Jones has to be the player he was in the AFC Championship game.
Absolutely.
And Lane Johnson needs to be really healthy for the Eagles. And he did a great job against Nick Bosa. But Chris Jones needs to be a war daddy for the Chiefs to win the game. I think that's if you're looking for one player, forget Mahomes, all this other stuff. Chris Jones needs to be the disruptive force he was in Super Bowl 54. Mm-hmm. He didn't get a sack, but he tipped 3 passes, was all over the place, pressures. He's going to need to be that disruptive force. Like to me, Chris Jones is the most important player for the Chiefs if they want to win.
Yeah, a dark horse player that I have my eye on is Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of this comes down to the Eagles' pass rush.
Yep.
Going up against the Kansas City Chiefs' offensive line.
Just so people know, the reason why you say that is Patrick Mahomes trusts McKinnon to be the blitz pickup guy. And if you go look, like over the last few weeks, he has been popping people.
Him and Andrew Wiley at the right tackle position have a beautiful chemistry on when
Wiley's important because they're going to be, Hassan Reddick's going to be on him.
Yeah, and that makes McKinnon even that much more important.
Yeah.
That's where those chips are going to be coming. So that for me is where we're going to have to see, can the Chiefs hold up? Can they do it? Now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with the prediction? Do you see the Chiefs ultimately winning this ball game?
Well, look, I picked the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl before the season started, so it would be really stupid to leave now when I have a 50-50 shot. The Eagles are the better team. I believe from top to bottom, the Eagles are the better team. I just think I'm going to invoke the phrase that someone told me once before Super Bowl 54. I'll leave his name out of the conversation because it was an off-the-record conversation we had after he did an interview with us. It was a team official for the 49ers for Super Bowl 54. He said, Trey, I love our team. Top to bottom, I think we're great. I think we're the better team. I think we should win. But that guy, he pointed to 15, scares me to death. And what happened? They were up 10 in the fourth quarter, and Patrick said, I don't care. You know, 21 fourth quarter points, they win by 11 points, 31 to 20. I believe this is a legacy game for the Chiefs. I believe even though the Eagles are technically the favorite, even though it's close to pick 'em, the pressure is on Kansas City. This is their third Super Bowl in 4 years. They've hosted the AFC Championship game for five straight years. No one's done that. No one did it 4 years in a row before they did it. If they come away with this stretch with one Super Bowl win, most people will say that wasn't enough. Yeah. And I think the Chiefs would feel like that wasn't enough. This is a game for the Kansas City Chiefs to stamp their legacy as we are one of the all-time great teams in the NFL, like the Cowboys of the 90s, the Niners of the 80s, the Steelers of the 70s, the Patriots of the aughts and the 2010s. This is their chance to say, this is our era. Because of all those rookies they have on defense, they're very cap friendly for the next few years with Karloftis, Cook, McDuffie, Sky Moore, Watson, Williams, Pacheco as a seventh rounder. They got all those guys on rookie contracts for 4 or 5 years, which is going to give Brett Veach, who does an amazing job, flexibility to bring in another wide receiver in the offseason, and they're probably going to rework Mahomes' contract. This is the chance for the Chiefs to cement themselves as the team of the moment. And I think they take it on Sunday.
Yeah, look, as I mentioned, I agree with that. And I think the Chiefs being kind of looked at as an underdog here is also going to fuel them.
First time Mahomes has ever been an underdog in the postseason. Yeah, he's only been an underdog 9 times in the regular season. 6-3 straight up.
You're talking about his career.
In his career, 9 times. Like Ferris, only 9 times. 6-3 straight up as an underdog, 7-1-1 against the spread.